Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Matt Kalina, I'll say his name right. Matt Kalina, right, Matt?
That's right.
There you go. The I is strong. Chief Executive Officer at IDT 911, and they're a security company helping people like you and me make sure that we protect our stuff, our online stuff, and all of our ones and zeros. Matt, thanks again for being here. We were talking in the previous segment about this Sony breach, which really, as unfortunate as it has been, Matt, has really been kind of a clinic and a very important debate discussion point. It's brought a lot of things to the table to cause people to perk up a little bit. It's kind of good news to, in some way. If there's a silver lining in everything, the silver lining in the Sony breach is that we're talking about all this and we're checking our own positions more. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think it, for us, it really, you know, we try to get the word out and educate small businesses as much as possible about these risks. And most think that it won't happen to them, that it's not, you know, they can't localize it for themselves. But starting with Target last year, that really was a huge, you know, credit card hack.
Yep.
That really started the awareness to happen. And with breaches like Sony, you start to see that it's not just personal information. It's employee records. It's intellectual property. It's you know, all the special sauce that you have that makes your company tick.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that when a lot of times when people think, well, I'm not Sony. I'm just this little bitty company out here. Who cares about me? What benefit could they get from having my stuff? Well, of course, there's a whole industry out there stealing your personal stuff, like your bank records and your personal information to steal your identity and clean out your bank account and run a bunch of stuff up on your credit cards. But there's also other bad stuff going on. You were talking about earlier. I want you to tell us about this hostage taking that's going on for small businesses.
Yeah, well, we've seen the trend over the years. We've handled over 2,000 data breaches and crisis response work, and we've seen the evolution of how hackers are using ransomware to get into organizations. You know, in the past, they would come out and say, lock up a company's computer system and say, we won't open it up until you give us $1 million in cash. They've gotten smart. They've turned into good marketers now, and what they do is they'll look for vulnerabilities and send out this massive malware and towards businesses' websites, and they look for businesses' websites that haven't been kept up with, don't have good data security,
mm-hmm.
and come in through an open door. And what they'll do is they'll lock up all your system, all your drives, all your hard drives, all your websites, etc., and say, if you don't pay me X by X date, you know, we're going to destroy this information, mm-hmm. or put it out to the public. I think that the interesting thing that's happened is that their demands
and
have gotten reasonable.
Pay that. People have paid that, and they've gotten their stuff back, everything.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This
case we handled this year that was interesting. That was basically a fiber optic company that laid fiber optic in people's homes. Small business, growing business. They outsourced their IT, and they expected the IT firm to manage this malware detection, which they didn't. And they had a $2,500 demand made against them, locked up their data. If you don't have that data backed up somewhere, you're really out of luck. And we've seen a lot of businesses pay that ransom.
And this is a real transaction. As ugly and hateful as it is, it turns out to be a business transaction. You give them the money, they go away.
Yes, it's usually Bitcoin. Usually it's, you know, online money. You make that exchange, and they open the data back up.
Yeah. So what do we need to do to preserve ourselves? Because this is not just about having McAfee or Bitdefender on your desktop. This is about your files, your website, all your stuff. You know, it's how do we secure this?
I think first of all, most, no matter how small a business you are, it starts with your culture and your employees.
Yeah.
I mean, that these are your biggest vulnerabilities. If the senior person in the company, down to the most junior person, doesn't take this risk seriously, then there's a vulnerability. So what we really espouse is kind of a top-to-bottom approach to data security. And really what it comes down to is understanding what sensitive data is coming into your organization, why is it coming in, how do you store it, how do you protect against it,
who has access,
who has access to your
not only who has access to get in and make changes, which most of us do, but also who has access to the root, right, Matt?
Absolutely. And what vendors do you work with? I mean, this is especially important for small businesses, you know, which tend to be suppliers and service firms for large businesses. You know, you're going to start getting more and more scrutiny. These large companies are going to be checking you out to see what kind of data
security you
have.
That's exactly
because that's with a target breach, you know, the entry point was an 8-person HVAC firm.
Wow.
That's how they got into the system.
Wow.
It caused
a
100 million person plus breach.
Wow. So you need to have the S on the end of your HTTP, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean,
encryption is the golden key. You know, if you can really encrypt data. It sounds complicated, but it's getting more and more simple these
days.
This
is what your company does, right?
We definitely advise companies on what they can do, how they should be building their data security practices, and we do training every day with businesses on what they can.
IDT911.com.
Yes.
IDT911.com. Check it out, folks, and see if they can't might be able to help you. Do not be deceived, folks. You're not so far down market. You can't be affected by this. Hey, Matt, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Matt Kalina, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.